On today's episode, we are starting a fun new series to show that the parks might not be what you think. We are kicking it off at Epcot, and this is episode 165 of Simplifying the Magic.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Simplifying the Magic. My name's Megan, and I'm here with Jess.
Hello.
We're a podcast about traveling with tips and tricks to help simplify your next vacation. And we're so happy to have you joining us today.
Yeah, we're super excited. This is going to be a fun new series, I think, to talk about kind of a different way to look at each park. So we are starting over at Epcot because I think it's one of our favorites, don't you think?
I think
not
so.
That we don't love all of them, but.
And I think the misconception that we're hitting on today is probably the biggest of all of them. So it's a good one to start the series off with. But first, welcome back to you, Jess. You just barely been home 12 hours, I think, at this point.
Yeah, I have not been home 12 hours yet. Nope. But yeah, I know we had a lovely trip. The weather could not have been better, finally.
Oh, good, good.
It didn't rain in Florida. Actually, yesterday was the only day that like we were threatened with a storm. And it just like broke up around us and became beautiful. So it was like perfect. So
that's great.
We had a really nice time. We did an airboat tour with the boys. We got to see baby alligator and in the water, which was cool. And we did the race that we go to every year. And that was really fun. And spent St. Patrick's Day in Sarasota with our parents. And yesterday we ended the trip at Bradenton Beach. There's a cool little tiki bar and restaurant there called the Coconut Club, I think it's called. And it's right on the water. So the kids swam in their clothes because I didn't think to put them in swim stuff because I didn't really think about it ahead of time because it was supposed to thunderstorm.
Yeah,
And
right.
it ended up being lovely and they had a blast. So
Oh, the
we
pictures
got to
looked like
see
they were having
dolphins.
fun. Oh, that's just amazing.
They were
So
so
were you
close
on
to the
the, is
boys.
Bradenton Beach on the Gulf or on the
It's on the Gulf.
Atlantic? It's on the Gulf.
It's on
Okay.
the. I'm pretty sure it's on the Gulf. If I'm wrong about that, I'm so sorry, but I'm pretty sure it's on the Gulf. I think it's like Anna Maria Island. It's like right in that whole area.
Okay.
So it was like a half hour drive from where our hotel was, in which was right by the Sarasota airport.
Okay.
So yeah, it was super easy, you know, easy to get there and easy to get back to drop our car and get to the airport and all of that. But yeah, like perfect weather. Absolutely perfect. I didn't put on pants or a long sleeve until we got to the airport yesterday. And it, so yeah, it
That's
was awesome.
great. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So, but now back to reality.
Yeah, I know. It's like we spend so much time looking forward to a vacation, but then it gets undone so quick. It like doesn't take
I
long to
know.
get home and just be like, oh yeah, I have my to-do list and the kids are at
Yep.
school and this and that. So, but
yeah. I actually think the kids have a rougher day today than we do since they had to go straight back to school, but that's all right. Our April vacation is coming up pretty quick, actually.
Yeah.
Like we head around and go back to fly into Fort Myers in about 25 days. So it's
Perfect.
really not that big of a deal.
No, that makes it easier for sure. Yeah. That's kind of how
So
we felt after the cruise. We're not going out of town for spring break far, but we are going up to this area called Wisconsin Dells, which has
you go
various
there.
water parks and hotels and stuff. So we're going to a water park hotel with some friends. And so
Oh,
that'll be
so
a nice
fun.
little break. And then just a month from that, we have another trip. So it's like, this is a very manageable stretch of the year.
Yeah, right.
And I love it.
I don't know what I'm going to do in May because I don't currently have anything booked. I might have to book something, but
Figure something out. Yes.
we'll see. We'll see. Anyhow.
All right. Well, let's get started with our new series. So, like
Yeah.
Jess said, we are going to spend the next 4 weeks going through each of the parks and sort of clear up each of its biggest misconceptions. And Epcot, I think, is so often referred to as a park that is just for adults, you know, like that kids won't enjoy. We're just going to skip it. And we are going to clear that up today.
We sure are, because my kids and every kid that I know really absolutely loves this park. There is so much for them to do. And it's just more and more actually becoming even more things for them
For
to do.
sure.
So it's it's definitely not just for grownups. So let's dive in, shall we?
Yeah. So let's think about why maybe that misconception started. I think perhaps like the festivals are part of it. So often we hear about Epcot and, you know, Food and Wine Festival and Flower and Garden, and maybe that initially was marketed more towards adults that are eating, you know, kind of more specialized food and alcoholic drinks and things like that.
Yeah. And then of course the World Showcase, it is obviously a big thing to drink around the world. And I mean, there are rides in there now, and there's more and more actually. But I think a lot of it, maybe people don't think it's the most fun for kids just to walk around the different countries, but we'll tell you how it can be. But I think that's a common misconception for sure.
Yeah. And there's also a huge educational undertone to all of Epcot, whether it's the Future World half or the World Showcase. Mm-hmm. And even though, I mean, kids need to learn too, I think maybe that's kind of like, well, we're on vacation, you know, we don't want to learn. Right. And so it's brushed off that way.
Right. And like I just said, I think the very biggest reason is like, it can get a little rowdy with the adults drinking around the world. And so I think sometimes people think that that's a reason to skip it. But I think we challenge you to think differently, because there is so many great things for kids. So we'll get into that now.
Yeah. So let's get into why Epcot is so great for kids, starting with the rides. There are so many must-do rides for kids of all ages.
Yeah. First is one of the newer rides in the World Showcase. Actually, the newest ride in the World Showcase. It's Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. It's over in the France Pavilion. It's based off of Ratatouille, the movie, and it is adorable. It's a 3D trackless ride where you are shrunk down to the size of a mouse and or a rat, I'm sorry. And silly. And yeah, you just kind of like go through this whole thing, and it's so much fun. The kids love it. It's 4D, so you get like the smells and the water at you, and like, you know, obviously like the 3D glasses and the actual ride itself. So it's really cool. Definitely a highlight.
Yeah. Another great one in the World Showcase is Frozen. So many families are looking for opportunities to add Frozen or Anna and Elsa into their vacation. And this is the best way to do it, is on this ride. This is located in the Norway Pavilion, and it is a wonderful little boat ride that features the characters and the songs from the beloved movie Frozen. And it has like a very little hill in it, but I think most families are, you know, just kind of slip their kid on there, and it's just a quick little surprise in there, but it's not enough to not go on the ride. So that is an absolute must do.
Over in the Seas Pavilion, there is the Nemo ride. This is kind of like a continuously moving ride where you're sitting in a little clamshell and you kind of go through and see all, like, it's actually kind of part ride, part seeing into the aquarium. And you get to see all the little characters from Finding Nemo, and it actually dumps you right out into the aquarium that's in Epcot, which is fabulous. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that, but, yeah, it's a very cute, very chill ride. Very nice way to get out of the heat for a little bit, because it's nice and cool and dark in there. So it's nice.
Yeah. And another great one is the Figment ride. This one is perfect for kids of all ages. It features the adorable little dragon. And I'm like, is he a dinosaur? Dragon. and just, yeah, about imagination and things like that. So that's another must do.
Yeah. And lastly, in the Mexico Pavilion, there is the Three Caballeros boat ride. It's kind of similar to Small World, but it's more like Mexico themed. It features Donald Duck in the Three Caballeros, and, you know, with the song at the end and the fireworks and just being able to go right past the restaurant in the Mexico Pavilion. It's really relaxing. It's cool. It's darker. It's actually one of our favorites, I think. Yeah. Like we, this is kind of a must do for us every
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. It usually has a pretty short line, and the song for this attraction might be almost as catchy as the one for Small World. So it has a lot of similarities.
For sure.
And then as your kids get a little bit older, there's a few more attractions that are fabulous at Epcot. These will have some height restrictions or bravery restrictions, but they are just some of my favorites. So the first one being Soarin'. This is the attraction where you are kind of feeling like you're flying over different areas of the world. And I don't know the height offhand, but you don't have to be very tall for it. It's not scary.
Timothy went on it when he was four. So
four. Okay.
So, and he was maybe a little tall for his age, but he was totally tall enough for it at four. So,
yeah. And even though I'm saying you're flying, it's not scary at all. You're just kind of swinging gently in the air and just so many scents and visuals. It's very cool.
Yeah, very cool. And then there's Test Track. And there is definitely a height restriction on this because you do at the end go around a big track outside where you get up to 65 miles an hour. I think you actually get up to 64 miles an hour. I don't think it ever says 65, but so it does feel very quick because you're on a ride that's going quite fast. And because of the nature of the ride and the seatbelts and everything, there is a height restriction. But this one's super fun. It kind of tests out all the like braking and movement and efficiency. And you get to build your own car before you get on, which is super fun for a lot of kids. So yeah, definitely fun for the older, slightly taller kiddos.
Yeah. And then lastly, there's the new Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, which I think it's no secret that that might be me and Jess's favorite ride of all.
Yes, for sure.
And it does actually have a relatively low height restriction for this nature of ride, but it's just incredible from the music and the visuals to the ride itself. It is so, so, so much fun.
Yep. Super fun. If your kiddos are a little more hesitant, it might be one that you hold off on until they're a little bit older, like Megan said, but definitely an amazing ride. There's also some rides, more rides that are, they might not be like kids are like clamoring to get on them, but they're age appropriate. I mean, like you can, any height restriction, at least for two of them. I don't know. I'm not sure what the height restriction is for one of them. But my kids have always loved these. I think they're really fun. The first one being Spaceship Earth, which is in the big ball. And it's just kind of like a journey through time, really, like starting from when people were created and kind of goes through to the future. And my kids love it. And now there's like some interactive stuff like through on the ride. And then also at the end, there's like a play area kind of for kids. So I think that is definitely a pull for a lot of people. And it's nice because it's air conditioned and you get out of the heat. So definitely a nice ride.
I think even if they're not taking all the information that you're being given to heart, it's an enjoyable ride, like you're saying. And the little computer thing at the end is super fun. Another one is Mission Space. So this one doesn't have like characters or theming or things like that that are going to draw kids to it. But if kids love space or love the idea of being an astronaut, this could be a great option. And there are two different versions of the ride. So one is going to absolutely be for, you know, taller, older kids. I mean, some adults avoid it like the plague. So
me, I'm one of those adults.
Stay off that side. But the other side is much more gentle and much more enjoyable for the whole family.
And then last but not least, there's Living with the Land. This is in the Land Pavilion. And it's a boat ride that kind of takes you through like agriculture and different ways of growing plants and things. It has a greenhouse that you go through in the winter time. They have it lit up with like Christmas lights and talk about all the different things that they use and the different festivals. I think they actually do that all year round, but it is super fun. You don't think it would be something that would be enjoyable, but it really is pretty fascinating to see what they do. And knowing that Garden Grill uses a lot of the vegetables and things that they grow, it's really cool. I absolutely love this one. It's definitely a must do for us every time too.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a great example of a ride that initially my kids kind of rolled their eyes about, thinking like, oh, this looks boring, mom, but love it. It's just, there's something
every time
just really entertaining and enjoyable about it. So, and again, usually a very short wait. So it's a great one to go on.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on from rides and get into the shows and entertainment available at Epcot, which are all super kid friendly.
So many things. So the very newest thing that's a entertainment factor is the Journey of Water with Moana. This is a walkthrough attraction that basically talks about the life cycle of water and or the water cycle. But it's like super fun, super interactive. It's beautiful in there. You can like walk through water. Like it's super fun. I've done it only once so far, but not with my kids yet. I loved it as an adult. I can't even imagine how fun and how wet they would get if we actually went in there. So maybe be prepared for that. But like if it's hot, like let your kids go wild in there.
Yeah, such a great addition to Epcot. I think it was really a smart move. I can't wait to experience it.
Yeah.
The Pixar short films is a wonderful option. This is an opportunity to go into a little theater. So great escape from the heat, get in a little rest on your legs. And here they show, I think like three little of those miniature Pixar shorts, which if you haven't seen before, head over to Disney Plus and watch a few because they are amazing. They are just, they hit all your emotions or they're funny. Like they're just so well done.
I usually cry.
Yeah, or you cry, right? Definitely. They're really, really great. So I think this is a wonderful thing for the whole family to do.
Yep. Over back in the Seas Pavilion, there's Turtle Talk with Crush. We just did this for the first time a couple of years ago and or last summer actually, and it was some my kids thought it was fun. And they're older, honestly, like maybe they're kind of hitting where they might not be into it as much anymore, but I thought it was fabulous. You go in a little theater and there's a screen and the kids get to sit in the front and basically interact with Crush from Finding Nemo. And he like asks questions of the audience and kids can ask him questions. And it's like a real person like interacting with them. So, but it's hilarious. I laughed so much. I thought it was so fun. So definitely take the time to do this. It's not really a long wait. You just have to wait until like the next show is over. So yeah, or the show is over to get in. So it's nice.
One show that I saw for the first time last summer was the Beauty and the Beast sing-along. So my kids have never seen it, but I have, and that's super cute. So that's over in the World Showcase in the France Pavilion. And again, you go into a theater and they show different little clips from the movie. They kind of play a twist on the storyline a little, which is fun, but I mean, even if kids aren't getting into that, just the fact that they have all the music playing and you can sing along is just so much fun. Such a great movie.
Yep. And it's a nice break from the heat. Yeah. It's a nice air conditioned theater, which is really nice. Then there's Awesome Planet. I actually have never done this, but it's in the Land Pavilion. They show, it's like a short movie, I think, but not like, I imagine it's less than 20 minutes. I'm not really sure exactly how long it is. But I've heard really good things about it. We just often don't want to take that long to do something because we want to move on to other things. But I've heard it's great. So definitely something to do to get out of the heat and sit for a little bit and just kind of let kids zone in front of awesome like videography. So,
yeah. And then our last bit of entertainment is the new evening show called Luminous. So this is Epcot's new like fireworks show spectacular, which I personally can't speak to yet, but I imagine it is definitely something that kids are going to love.
Yeah, I mean the fireworks are beautiful. The music's nice. I think if kids like fireworks, they will love this show.
Yeah,
that's
if you can keep them up late enough.
That's true. That might be one of the
tricky maybe your
things.
Older kids
take a little nap in the middle of the day. Epcot is where it is at for character meet and greets. They are everywhere in this park. I think that's really one of the little known things if you're not super familiar with Disney World, that this is really a better option for character meet and greets than really any of the other parks, in my opinion. I just think there's so many. And this is the only place on property where you can meet Anna and Elsa. So I know there's so many kids that are super into Frozen, and this is the only place you can do it. So they are in the Norway Pavilion.
Yeah. And as we go through this list of characters, these aren't all available every single day, but Anna and Elsa are pretty regularly on the schedule. Yes. So, you know, that's kind of a guarantee. Some other characters you're going to see are Mary Poppins or Alice in Wonderland over in the UK area.
Yep. And then Belle is over in France.
In Morocco, you can find Jasmine.
And in Mexico, you can find Donald in his little poncho and sombrero, and he's very cute.
Yeah. And Daisy's in the parks, which I saw her last more as I was leaving the park by the Skyliner, but I think she's moved
That's where I
now.
saw her too.
Yeah. So I'm reading now that she's by the new Dreamers Point section in World
Oh.
Celebration, but you should be able to find Daisy somewhere.
Nice. And then Mulan is in the China Pavilion. There's like a big building right as you go underneath the like thing, and she's right in there. So she's not only is she there, but she's indoors, which is nice. So you can wait in line inside, which is kind of nice when it's hot out.
Yeah. I think every time I've been to Epcot, I see Aurora or Sleeping Beauty over in the World Showcase, kind of on the garden water side near France. So
Yeah.
she's so pretty.
She is. And then Figment is a new addition as of last fall in the Image Works, which is right as you get off of Journey into Imagination with Figment. He's in there. And I know so many people, this was like a huge thing when it first opened.
Yeah.
I still have yet to meet him, but I did see him.
That's special too. Also at Image Works is Joy from Inside Out. So that's a fun one to meet.
Yeah, and Goofy can often be found at the main entrance when you walk in. He's like kind of off to the right, I think, as you walk in. So he's a fun one to meet too.
Yes, and Mickey and Minnie are generally by the Pixar Short Film Festival area.
And Moana is over by her Journey of Water. So
Yes.
that's nice.
How perfect. Which, yeah, that's I would really like to see Moana. I'm excited for that.
I know, that'll be fun.
And then lastly, there is beloved little Winnie the Pooh, which you will see either over in the World Showcase or sometimes he's just catching butterflies in the garden.
Yes.
So
There, it's just so fun. And then honestly, in Epcot, this is where they test a lot of meet and greets. So you might see some super random ones occasionally. They kind of sometimes they walk out over by the American Pavilion. There's no way to know if these people are there or not, or these characters are there or not. It's not like listed in any apps. It's very random, but you might get lucky and see like a super rare character come out there sometimes. So just
yeah.
keep your eyes peeled as you walk by.
Bring those autograph books if you are taking the kids to Epcot.
Yes, for sure.
We can also see a lot of characters at some of the dining places there.
Yeah, so Akershus in the Norway Pavilion has Disney princesses. So I think it rotates of which princesses are there, but a lot of the major ones you can see. So this is a great one if your kids are into princess
Yeah.
meals. It's one of two where you can see them really. So.
Yeah. And Garden Grill is also a great opportunity to see your fabulous five characters. So you can see, I guess not all of them. You see Mickey, Goofy, Chip and Dale. I
Yeah.
can't remember if Minnie's there or not, but a great chance to see a lot of the classic characters.
Yeah. And then in addition to character dining, there's some awesome specialty restaurants in Epcot that are really fun for kids. So there's Space 220 where you can blast off into space, and there's like the big screens and you can see astronauts floating around, and definitely like a fun environment for kiddos. The Mexico Pavilion is pretty
Yeah.
great because they have indoor dining that looks like you're dining outside. Beer garden is similar to that, and they have live entertainment like every hour, I think, which my kids absolutely love. It's one of our favorites now, specifically because of the entertainment, but the food's
Yeah.
good too. So there's just so many options. Like you
Yeah.
really can't go wrong.
Teppanyaki, the
Oh, yeah.
hibachi style is always fun for families. So yeah,
Yep.
lots of great food choices.
Yep.
So we hinted on this a little bit before, but let's kind of stay in the World Showcase and let's say that the parents do want to have a few drinks around the world. Well, no worries, because beyond the things we've already mentioned, there's even more activities that they can participate in that section of the park.
Yeah. So for each festival, there is a festival scavenger hunt where you're searching for a Disney character of some kind. It's Remy for food and wine, Figment for Festival of the Arts. I want to say Olaf for the Festival of the Holidays, and I'm
Yep.
trying to remember Flower and Garden off the
The
top of my
bee.
head. Though the bee. No,
The
that's
bee.
Spike. Oh, is it Spike the Bee?
I
Okay, yeah.
think, right?
Yeah. Anyway, they in each of the areas you can purchase a scavenger hunt little like booklet thing, and it has stickers, and as you find them throughout, you put the stickers on the certain area, and then at the end you can get a prize. So it's we do that. We do this almost every year with our kids. They love doing it. It's a really great way to get them to interact with the different pavilions in the World Showcase. I believe it's $9.99 plus tax to purchase. But you know, even if your kids don't know, they don't know. You don't have to purchase things. You can still just have them look for
Look
them in
for
the
it.
different pavilions, and
Totally.
that's fun too. So
Yep.
totally up to you whether you actually do the purchasing, but it is fun if you can spend a few extra dollars to do that. It's a fun little thing to do.
Yeah. Over by the Germany Pavilion, there's a great little train village set up, which is always there. You can just sort of walk by. There's no line, hang out by it. And that is, I mean, you
Super
always see
cute.
kids hanging over the railing, just watching them all. It's so cute. Just a little miniature village with trains all going throughout. So be sure to catch that.
Yeah. Throughout the World Showcase on any given day, there's live music and performers. There's even more so when there's a festival, but even on a normal day, there's things. One of my personal favorites that I don't think is as popular is over in the Germany Pavilion. They have a little stage. I have seen some incredible musicians over there that are super fun. They sing like Disney music in German, and the kids just I always see kids dancing and enjoying
Yeah.
themselves and having a great time, but they're everywhere. In almost every pavilion, they have something.
Yeah.
Like they
Yeah, there's
have
that
the
mime by Italy,
yes, it,
Sergio, I
yep.
think his name is. That's always attracts a big crowd.
And there's like drummers in Japan.
I think like a rock band occasionally in the UK. So yeah,
Yeah, there's
they're
just
everywhere.
something all over the place. Just keep your eyes open. There's usually show times in the app for these things. Occasionally they're pop-ups, but definitely keep an eye open for that. But yeah.
Another activity that is reminds me a little bit of the festival scavenger hunts is the Disney DuckTales World Showcase Adventure. So this is along the lines of something that's been offered at Epcot for years. It used to be themed to Phineas and Ferb, and I think before that, like Kim Possible or something. But now it's DuckTales, and this one requires you to download the Play app on your phone. But then basically, you kind of go through the park and help Scrooge and his nephews and friends find the priceless seven lost magic treasures. So it would be sort of an interactive activity that your whole family could participate in.
Yeah. And last but not least, there is the Kidcot Fun Stops. These are available in every pavilion. They have a little bag and it has like little information and stickers and other stuff for each like thing. They have like a Mexico one, they have a Norway one, you know, just you go through. We've only done this during COVID when there was just one for the entirety. Like you could get it in each of the pavilions, but it was just the same no matter where you went. I think now it's different in each thing. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty certain it's different in each one now. So, which makes sense because why would they have them in each one if they weren't different? But,
Yeah, I mean that's just it. Like
and it's
if you
free.
have
You don't
one
have
day
to
in
pay for
Epcot, like we've already listed so many things. Like there's so
it.
much to do for kids, you can't even do it all. So
No.
you have to narrow it down.
Exactly.
I know we
Exactly.
spend all of our time in the aquarium over by Finding Nemo. Like there's
Yes,
people
it's
that would pay
amazing.
admission to an aquarium like that and spend all day there. And that's just
Yes.
part of your Epcot day. I mean, it is an incredible aquarium. Dolphins and
Sharks and all sorts of
stingrays or manta rays or whatever. I
stuff.
mean, just so cool.
Yeah, and they have a little like play area in there for littler kids. And also they have a scavenger hunt. There's a little booklet where you can, this one's free. You can just grab it and walk around and you find the different sea creatures. I think there's five of them, and then you can stick them. My kids love doing that. It's one of Timothy's very favorite things to do. So, and it's free. So that's
Yeah.
pretty awesome. There's also Club Cool, which is one of, it was just Gavin's favorite thing to do. You go in and you can try different sodas from around the world that are Coke products. This is where you'll find that Beverly from Italy that everybody likes to try and joke people with because it's awful. But some of them actually taste good, so it's fun. It's a fun little
Yeah.
thing to do. Sometimes there's a short line, but it's really, they pretty move people in and out pretty quick in there, so that's fun.
Yeah, that's for sure a must do for us. If you have hesitant tasters, the cucumber Sprite is a pretty safe bet.
I love that one.
I
I
do
wish we could get
too.
that here.
Oh, I do too. I would always have it at home for sure. The Image Works What If Lab is right outside of the Figment attraction. And that's just sort of like a hands-on area where kids can kind of go from station to station and, make lights thing, just kind of like
Yeah.
interactive, fun computer things.
We always have to drag our kids out of there because they want to stay and hang
Yeah,
out.
totally.
And last but not least, there's like open space for kids to run around. They have new play areas. There's like a little playground outside of the Creations. Not Creations? Yeah. Is it Creations? This gift shop? Yeah, right outside of there. There's like a splash pad over by like the Mission Space area. So there's stuff all over the place for kids. There really, really is. If, as long as you know to find it, it's there. So yeah, just kind of keep your eyes out as you're walking around.
Yeah, definitely. And then it has a whole new element at night. Like I haven't seen the open area yet, but I believe
Oh
like
yeah.
the ground has all these different lights where you're standing as you're
Yes.
watching the light show on the sphere. So it, yeah, they're just being in the space is awesome.
Yeah. So as you can see, like there really is just so much for kids to do in Epcot. So, yes, maybe it gets a rap for being a more grown-up focused park, but I think there is just really honestly, like we could spend 2 days in Epcot with our kids, maybe more, because there's just so much to do. It takes time to do those scavenger hunts, it takes time to go to all the rides that are available. And if, especially if you want to do characters, I mean, I don't know why you would skip it with littles. I think
Yeah.
it's just a great park. So yeah, I hope that this helped you kind of look at Epcot in a new light.
Yes, definitely. All right. Well, before we say goodbye, we have a little bit of news to catch up on.
Yes.
First, we have some stuff relating to Disney Cruise Line. We got some images of the construction going on at the new Disney Lookout Cay at Lighthouse Point. So this is Disney's newest one-of-a-kind tropical retreat on the island of Eleuthera in the Bahamas. So yeah, that is set to open this summer. So it's kind of
Yeah.
crazy that like construction is still going in my mind, but there's some vibrant and beautiful architecture throughout the island. They're going to have cabanas and a barbecue. There's going to be tram stops, just like at Castaway Cay. So yeah, it looks incredible so far. It's all styled to celebrate the Bohemian culture. And the only thing I would say looking at the images is I hope that there's going to be a little more vegetation because it looks hot. I was like, where's the shade? But they
Yeah, they
probably aren't
haven't
at
put that
that
in
point
yet.
yet. They haven't put it in yet, so no worries. But it looks really, really cool. I love the theming and the art of it all.
So funny. Another thing with Disney Cruise Line is that summer 2025 itineraries have been released. So you'll be able to go to places like the Bahamas and the Caribbean from Florida. Adventures of in the Grandeur in Alaska, and for the first time ever, European sailings to the Mediterranean and Northern Europe on board the Disney Fantasy. So
So
that's going
cool.
to be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So bookings open to the public on March 22nd, so really soon. Yeah, so if you're interested, there's some pretty awesome itineraries going on.
Yeah, there's European destinations from Northern Europe to the Mediterranean from May to late July. These include 5 to 12 night sailings from Barcelona, Spain, and
I
Civitavecchia,
think it's
Rome.
such a, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that.
A city in
I used
Rome.
to. Civita.
And it's going to call on picturesque ports throughout the Mediterranean. And then there's one special 12-night sailing to the Greek Isles, which will feature three stops in Greece. There's two in Italy, and the season's only stop in Malta. I mean, gosh, these destinations are just incredible.
I want to go.
And then they're from late July to September. The Fantasy is going to sail from Southampton, UK, to numerous destinations, including Spain, Norway, and the British Isles. Like, I just, amazing. I don't even know which one I would pick. Like, I want them all.
I know. I know. So great. So if you guys are interested in booking DCL, we can now do that through next summer, which is great. Another new after hours, not new, but returning after hours, has been announced. The H2O Glow is back at Typhoon Lagoon. It returns on May 25th. So not too much longer, a couple months. You can enjoy the tropical Disney water park with shorter wait times. It turns the water park into a beach bash extravaganza with music and lighting effects and vibrant decor. There's going to be some dance parties with your favorite Disney characters like Goofy. And this year, new cabanas will be available to rent online for groups looking for a private reserved area during the event. So that's kind of fun.
Super cool. I think this sounds awesome. I'd like to do it. I think especially as maybe your kids get a little older, this would be so much fun. Not only do you get those shorter wait times, but you get complimentary ice cream treats, popcorn and soda, complimentary towel rental, the special character experiences, and the glow themed food and beverage items.
I would love to know what glow themed food equals. I believe I heard that there's blue nacho cheese, like hot blue.
All right.
I don't know if I could.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I'll try not to. Tickets for this event go on sale on March 22nd. So if it's something you're interested in, make sure you get on there that day. So,
yeah. All right. Then let's close out on our tip of the week, which involves some fun your kiddos might have at Epcot. As Jess mentioned, Journey of Water with Moana is an opportunity for your kiddos to get wet. There's also a little fountain area by Test Track. And really, this kind of stuff exists in all the parks. So this is a tip that you can use anywhere. But if your kids are going to be upset wearing wet clothes, think ahead. Throw an extra pair in your bag. And don't forget that plastic Ziploc bag to put their wet stuff in.
Yeah. And remember that wet clothes extend to wet shoes. So either don't wear sneakers or have extra sneakers, because sneakers take forever to dry. And it's just not great to walk around in wet shoes, because then you get blisters. And that's no fun for anyone. So
bring on the Croc debate. I know they're the ugliest shoes alive, but they have a function and a purpose. And it is exactly this.
So true.
Put those puppies in sport mode and have fun in the fountains.
Do they really have a sport mode?
Oh yeah. There's I don't know what the other mode is called, but sport mode is when you have the little strap around your ankle. And the other is when you like flip it forward. So they're just slides. So I'll say to my kids, like, you're going to go wear your Crocs to play basketball. Like, yeah, mom, they're in sport mode. All right.
That's hilarious. I had not a clue. I learned something new today. There
you go. The more you know.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think that does it for our show today. Are you looking to book a vacation? We would love to help you. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Simplifying the Magic, or you can email us at simplifyingthemagic@gmail.com. We're here to help answer questions, give advice, or just to say hi. And we would really love it if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a review. It will help our show grow and get out there for more people. So take the trip, because there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And your next vacation is just a dream away. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.